Welcome to the Music Education Network for the Visually Impaired's podcast, as well as this is going on the technology blog and podcast as well. I'm Jared Reimer, and on the telephone with me, courtesy of Skype and call burner this afternoon on February 27th, 2010, is Ike Alexander, who has come out with an excellent drumming CD, which we'll talk about, as well as talk about his background in music and so forth. Ike, welcome aboard to the podcast, and why don't you tell us a bit about yourself?
Okay, greetings again, Jared Reimer. I'm fondly called Coach Ike Alexander because as a retired educator, that's what I did as an educator. I'm a retired educator, special educator slash coach. I've always had a passion for drumming. I started off in the seventh grade, and I continued through high school. I also continued to play in the Air Force, literally playing with different groups. I left the military and entered college. I continued to perform also in the college concert band, as well as R&B and jazz groups around the city of Columbus, Georgia. I received my degrees in special education, my associate's degree, my BS degree, as well as my master's degree. And, of course, I became a special educator, where I also continued to play. I always had a dream of developing an audio program which would assist both the visually impaired as well as sighted students of percussion to learn basic fundamentals of drumming, and hence 10 basic recommended rudiments for percussions was developed.
So now for the benefit of the listeners, you're fully sighted, correct?
I'm fully sighted.
Very good. So, no Braille music.
Educator. I have educated visually impaired as well as sighted students
exceptionalities. And you're familiar with the Braille music code, if needed, too.
I'm not familiar with the Braille code. I have not been privy to that particular code, but I would love to learn about Braille. If I ever get a chance, I plan to pursue some learning about the Braille techniques.
How did you find the Music Education Network for the Visually Impaired?
Well, quite truthfully, it was an accident waiting for a place to happen. I pulled it up on the website when I was browsing the web, and I happened upon Mindy.
So did you search for us? Did you hear of us somewhere?
Well, again, it was an accident. It was purely by serendipity that I found out about Mindy on the website. When I pulled it up, I was totally interested. I found out that this was something which would coincide with my basic fundamental learning CD.
Mm-hmm. And we see that you signed up for MENVI on 4/1/2005, so you've been a member of our organization for a number of years, and hopefully our discussions have taught you some things about the code, even though you have not had direct contact with teaching per se. So you've been a member of our organization for a number of years.
Yes, I have. And again, as I indicated, the interest in learning the Braille code will be something that I plan to pursue. Quite frankly, the CD has kept me busy, you know, in terms of marketing and different types of things that have come up as a result of developing this fundamental CD. I've been invited to various institutions to do workshops, and of course I would be more than glad to go to an institute for the visually impaired, where I would just be more than glad to do a workshop, as I've done in a lot of other public schools.
Uh-huh. Very well. Now, I downloaded your CD, and we'll talk about pricing and so forth as the program progresses. But I downloaded the CD, which sounded very good, and at the end of the program, for the listeners, we are going to present three of the tracks for you in full, so you can get a sampling. And in the show notes, both on the blog and the podcast, you will have a link to the 10 basic recommended rudiments of drumming for that webpage, sponsored by CD Baby. Now, for someone who wants to buy this CD, they offer a physical CD and a downloadable version of the CD. Now, would you recommend anyone wanting to learn drumming to get this CD, or do they need to learn drums first?
Well, my basic premise is that first of all, I'll explain that there are 40 essential rudiments. There are 152 hybrid rudiments and endless variations, constituting somewhere in, I'd say, 200-plus rudiments. It's my contention that too many too soon has an inhibiting effect on the student. And for that reason, based on my expertise and my experience with education, I feel that if you give them a handful, which is 10, you can't go wrong. I would suggest that any student, be they sighted or visually impaired, start with 10 basic recommended rudiments. I also feel that if you learn 10, you can develop your skills without having to necessarily go into the 200-plus rudiments which are offered constantly now, and I feel that if you were to grasp a 10 and keep those as an exercise regimen, then you'll get where you need to in terms of your rudimental expertise. And it's carried me. I was Air Force Drum and Bugle Corps, where I qualified for the Air Force Drum and Bugle Corps based on rudiments played, and also I've been in and out of different types of organizations where rudiments are the order of the day. So for me, I would recommend these 10 rudiments on this CD. To me, it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's a Bible. It's the audio Bible for beginning students of percussion, be they sighted or visually impaired.
Now, do they need to learn drums first, or could they start... Go ahead.
I would suggest that any student who wants to learn the drums, they should learn rudiments first. Holding the sticks is as elementary as holding two hammers, and one in the left and one in the right hand. Once you learn to hold the sticks with the what they call the matched grip, which people use in any walk of life, just in handling anything, where it's a hammer or cooking utensil or what have you. Once you learn to hold the sticks, which is very elementary, then you need to go into the patterns of the rudiments. And, of course, you have a single-stroke roll, which is the first rudiment on the CD, and then you have the second rudiment, which is the double-stroke roll. These are called the Mighty Two, because every rudiment, virtually every rudiment, is either a single-stroke roll, a double stroke roll, I'm sorry, or a combination of both.
Uh-huh.
For that reason, I would suggest that they do go straight to this basic recommended rudimental CD. It's a universal concept.
Now, I see on the CD you don't talk about the foot pedal, one of which I told you long ago that I ended up knocking off trying to just fiddle with the drum. I knocked the foot pedal thing off its thing and tried to put it on, not knowing how. The drums are fascinating to me. I've always played the drums on the keyboards, you know, with the MIDI sequence and such, so I find it fascinating, but never really understood how to do that. And I suppose these types of lessons should be done first before picking up a CD, so you know how to at least use it. Maybe you could come up with a part two where you talk about, you know, rudiments dealing with that foot pedal.
That would be a great idea. That's something I will definitely take into consideration. However, my teaching, my upbringing, which I started again, as I indicated earlier, in the seventh grade, the first thing that we had to do was to learn rudiments.
Right.
As far as how you play the rudiments, you can use the bass drum, and that's what you're talking about. You're talking about the foot pedal.
Uh-huh.
These are the kinds of things that will come a lot easier than learning these technical patterns.
So it's better to learn the technical stuff.
Setting up.
So it's better to learn how to set them up Go ahead.
I call it fundamentals. It's like eating spinach. It's like learning to play football. If you don't lift weights, you're not going to be strong enough to carry out the plays. It's the same as technique for typing. The fundamentals are what everyone needs in order to progress. And if you don't start at the root of anything, you're not going to make progress. All the other things come natural.
Right.
Setting up the drums is a natural phenomenon for human beings. Learning to play these rudiments is something that's rather perplexing, but they're fundamental to the professional drummer. They're very fundamental, and I definitely would recommend those first. Hold the sticks, learn to hold the sticks, very elementary. Learning to play the rudiments, fundamental, yet perplexing at the same time. And this is how I learned. This is actually how I started. The band director, which I had when I was in school, would not let you touch the drums until you had a practice pad with sticks and you learned the basic fundamentals. And then you were ready to matriculate to the drums. You had to earn the right to set up the drum set. I guess you could say it was a privilege and not a right.
Right.
First things first.
So the rudiments, which we're going to get into, as well as learning how to put things together, and then you learn the full drums, and then you're ready to rock out. Have yourself a nice band and hang out.
It took me something to the tune of about a year to a year and a half to learn the rudiments. I did not touch drums until I learned the rudiments. And then I had the necessary skills in order to carry out a professional sound. You would be surprised how different a woodshed drummer would sound from a professional rudimental drummer. There's a totally different sound. And again, as I indicated, the drums or a privilege and not a right. You have to learn those patterns. If you don't learn the patterns, then you're not going to be privy to the drums.
Right.
And I know that sounds kind of limited or restricted because most people are excited about getting on the drums, wanting to play, and that kind of thing. But again, fundamentals first. Fundamentals first. And I am so glad that I was privy to be able to learn the fundamentals because it opened many doors for me. As I indicated, I never would have been in the drum and bugle corps had I not known my single-stroke roll, my double-stroke roll, my five-stroke roll, those patterns.
You're telling me there are 200 different patterns. That's amazing.
Well, you're talking about 152 hybrid rudiments. Hybrid rudiments are a combination of two or more rudiments. A common name for hybrid rudiments is cheese rudiments. And then you have the essential rudiments, which are 40. There are 40 of those. And, of course, variations. You have endless amounts of variations. So if you counted 152 plus 40, you're talking about 192. But if you add something to the tune of 50 variations, we're going over, well over 200 rudiments.
Wow.
And again, as I indicated, too many too soon has an inhibiting effect on the student. And for that reason, I developed a program put to CD which would teach rudiments, which would increase your chops and your skills in such a way for you to be as professional as you would be if you learned all rudiments. It's great to learn all the rudiments, but beginners, I would definitely say start with a handful. One of my slogans is 10 is a number that you can remember.
Right.
And don't let me down. I don't want to downplay reading. Reading is very important. You know, those combinations of rudiments and reading are essential to professional decorum when it comes to being a professional drummer. Another slogan of mine would be, it's important to read, but don't forget your speed. Speed meaning rudiments. Rudiments will increase your speed tenfold.
Okay. Well, it's very interesting about all these things. Now, I guess we should probably go ahead and talk about the CD, huh?
That would be great.
And give people sort of a background of each track. Well, not really. I'm not going to play them, of course. You selected them already. The ones we will play at the end, of course. But we'll run through so people know what they are going to be getting on the CD.
Okay.
So I will run. I will open the folder where I saved the file, and the download comes with a picture for the sighted. Maybe you might want to describe that picture. It looks like there's text at the top, but I can't read it per se. That's the. I would assume
okay,
that's the title
the
of the
actual web.
No, on the CD, on the downloaded website. Copy of the CD.
Okay.
That's a logo of some
okay,
sort.
Okay, I'm assuming that you're talking about when you say download, you're talking about the CD cover itself.
Oh, that's the cover itself, then.
That's the cover itself. It has the picture of a silver drum with sticks, the title up top in red saying 10 Basic Recommended Rudiments for Percussionists, and of course my name is at the bottom saying by Ike Alexander.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now I'm just going through
that
to tell people
standard,
what... Yeah. What they can find when they get the download. There's also a text file in here, which I assume I'll have to reread it again, but it has all the tracks that we are going to cover, and a little bit of a biography of
okay.
Of yourself.
Yeah.
Which I found very fascinating.
Oh, well, thank you.
Now let's talk about these, and if you'd like to describe them for our listeners, we can do that. The first track on here is
okay.
the single stroke roll.
Yes. Okay. The single stroke roll is probably, I would say, the most elementary rudiment that there is. It's a combination of left, right, left, right, left, right, and so on and so forth, as I indicate on the CD. The single foot roll is as it implies. It's one beat per hand. And, of course, what I do is I go from opened to closed and back to open. Open meaning slow and closed meaning fast. This is in order to challenge the students so that they can go at the speed that they're capable of producing. One rudiment might take you as much as 30 minutes to practice. It just depends. But the single throat roll, is, of course, as I indicated, is the most elementary rudiment that there is. We could go to the double if you'd like.
Yeah, that's track two.
Okay. The double stroke roll is a combination of two beats per hand, double meaning two. As I indicate on the CD, it's left, left, right, right, left, left, right, right, and so on and so forth. With this particular rudiment, you play from open to close as well as the single, from open to close and back to open, and it goes again from very slow to very fast and back to very slow again. The single and the double, as I indicated early on in this interview, are considered as the mighty two because most rudiments are either a single stroke roll, a double stroke roll, or a combination of both. The next rudiment, of course, is the five-stroke roll. The five-stroke roll is five strokes, as it indicates. All rudiments are exactly what they indicate. You've got the five-stroke roll, which is right, right, left, left, right, left, left, right, right, left, right, right, left, left, right, left, left, right, right, left, and so on and so forth. Now, with this particular rudiment, you alternate. You start with the right hand and play five patterns where you get right, right, left, left, right, and then you leave the left hand open for the next start of the next pattern, which is left, left, right, right, left. That, too, goes from open to closed and back to open, or slow to fast and back to very slow again. Of course, in this particular rudiment, the accent would be on the fifth beat. The next rudiment, number four, is the seven-stroke roll. This rudiment is also a combination of seven strokes. It would be left, left, right, right, left, left, right, with accents on the seventh beat. With the seven-stroke roll, you want to make sure that you don't alternate because, to be honest with you, it's difficult because you end with the right hand each and every time you play this rudiment, so that if you play left, left, right, right, left, left, right, it doesn't leave the right hand open to start another pattern. So you have to continuously play this rudiment with starting with the left hand. I suggest that. Of course, there are different schools of thought, but I suggest starting with the left hand only. The next rudiment is the nine-stroke roll. This particular rudiment is a variation also. I don't indicate that on the CD, but for beginners, in order to learn the nine-stroke roll, you play it in single strokes as opposed to double strokes, which would be on the essential rudiments. I suggest nine because as a beginner, you don't need too many doubles. Doubles are very difficult to master. The nine-stroke roll, of course, is nine strokes. The next rudiment is the 13-stroke roll, and the 13-stroke roll is ditto to the 9-stroke, except that you have 13 strokes.
I found that fascinating when I heard that. You can actually count 13.
Yes. Yes, it would, of course, if I were to sound it out, the 13-stroke roll would be ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. That's 13 strokes with accents, of course. If you were to hear the CD, you would understand exactly how that particular rudiment is played. And keep in mind, the 9 and the 13 stroke are variation rudiments, but I highly recommend them. The next rudiment is called the flam. The flam, of course, is simplistic in nature. It's really a combination of two beats played at the same time, although those distinctly apart. It has a flop or plopping sound. This particular rudiment is great for emphasis during engagements where you're playing in order to emphasize certain sounds along with the group of a performance that you're doing. The next rudiment is called the paradiddle. Now, the paradiddle is a combination of left, right, left, left, right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left, right, left, right, right. Now we're getting complex. The diddle family is what we call it. The diddle family is a combination of rudiments which require that you learn to play the doubles and the singles in a very comprehensive way. The next rudiment would be the double paradiddle. This rudiment gets complicated. It's a challenge to play this rudiment in a closed position. But if one were to learn this rudiment, you would see the benefits of learning the rudiments before you even touch the drums. The last rudiment is the paradiddle diddle. This rudiment is also complicated. If you were to learn these rudiments again, particularly the diddles, you will see how much of a challenge. You would find out that drums is not as easy as they sound. Now, the 11th track, I have a bonus track. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. But the bonus track is a cadence. A cadence, of course, is a rhythmic pattern which drummers use during parades, halftime shows at football games, etc. This particular pattern is a cadence, if you will, is a combination of rudiments, which I introduce on the CD. And I do this for the sake of students learning how to play different patterns so that they can see what it's like to create once they learn the rudiments proficiently.
Yeah. Yeah, the halftime shows
have the students.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry, I interrupted you there.
That's okay. It's the purpose of the 11th track is to introduce to students a cadence, which actually gives them an idea of what they can do to create patterns once they learn the rudiments. And what I do is I play a combination of the rudiments. I play the single stroke in this pattern. I play the double. I play the seven-stroke roll, the five. You can hear the paradiddle. You can hear virtually all the rudiments which I previously introduced on this particular CD. It's a complicated cadence, but again, it challenges the student to pull up to a level of proficiency so that they can, again, create cadences so that they could be effective when creating cadences for halftime shows, as well as just different affairs, the parades you have, things like that.
Mm-hmm. So it's very, very interesting.
I hope that.
Very interesting, yes. Stuff, and I found, you know, that like with the abstract, you reminded me of that thing during the halftime show where they go with the drums, right? With that sort of a beat type of a thing.
Yeah, that's a cadence. You just sounded off a cadence.
Yeah.
You just sounded off a cadence, and that's exactly what the bonus track or the abstract is, which is what the track is called. Is supposed to indicate or emphasize to the student. Learn to play those rudiments, and the world is your oyster when it comes to your drum life if you decide to pursue that particular profession. And I do call it a profession because, believe it or not, there are lots of people who are making a living doing it.
Right. Now, let's talk about your CD. The price is $9.95.
Yes. Of course, I do have orders from schools all over the country, institutes for the visually impaired. For the most part, the majority of schools around the nation are using it in institutes for the visually impaired, as well as a lot of local middle and high schools. And of course, when I do order to them, I do round it off from $9.95 to $10 each. And of course, in a lot of cases where band directors, whether it's institutes for the visually impaired or public schools, Had to have a lot of drummers. Some have 7, 8, 9 drummers, and that for that reason, I give a discount. I go down to $7 each CD, just depending on how many they order. I've had band directors to order as many as 35.
Right.
And, of course, I have sent orders to the California School for the Blind, the Texas School for the Blind, Arizona, Kansas School for the Visually Impaired, Alabama, South Carolina, Maryland, Florida, you name it, it's pretty much there.
So you're sort of known quite a bit around this community already.
Yes, I would imagine after 47 plus years of playing, that would be kind of a no-brainer. I'm 62 years of age, and I've been playing for 47 years. And I felt it was time to give something back, and that's another reason that I developed this particular instructional CD.
Well, very good. Now, just so that users understand, is there a shipping charge for the CD, or is it just the $10 charge if they want a physical CD shipped?
Shipping and handling, of course. I keep it at a standard rate. If it ends up being more or comes out of my pocket, so be it. But if one were to order 1 to 5 CDs, the shipping and handling would be $1.95.
Right.
And, of course, if you ordered 6 or more at $7 each, then the shipping and handling would be $3.95.
Right. Okay.
Of course, nowadays, the shipping and handling has gone up. But I absorbed that loss.
Right. So you don't charge. They don't charge it per se.
No, I keep a standard amount. It's easier that way for me, and then it helps or benefits the person who purchases this particular CD. I also have PayPal as a source of ordering. Actually, thanks to you, I'm using PayPal.
Thanks to me. Well, I got you a reset up with it because you were having a little bit of trouble with it, so I'm glad I was able
to. I appreciate
to give you
assistance.
Well,
I thank you so much. I
no
have an
problem.
Account with them now, and that's another source of ordering.
Well, CD Baby orders, you can take your order through PayPal, and that's how I bought a copy of my CD. And
yes, you did.
So.
As a matter of fact, the Florida School for the Blind ordered about a week and a half or two ago. They ordered 8 to be exact, and they purchased through PayPal. And I never would have done that had you not been instrumental in introducing me to that concept.
Well, it's just another form of payment processing. Which I recommend to people to at least try it. They don't have to keep it, of course.
Right, but it works for me.
Very good. What else do you want to talk about on this interview before I tell people what they're going to be hearing?
Okay, well, I do workshops. I did a workshop fairly recently in San Diego for the Unified School System out there, and anyone who had an interest in drumming were invited. You know, be they visually impaired, middle school, Job Corps, high school, elementary school, they had a conglomerate of students. And this is the kind of thing I enjoy doing also. It's something that, of course, I'm alleviated in terms of my time because I'm retired. I put 35 years in special education, and when I retired, this is what I pursued to continue to teach the instrument. So what I'm saying is I do workshops.
Very good. Okay. Well, shall we wrap this up then?
Yes.
All right. Why don't you give out any particular contact information that you would like people to use to contact you, and then I will be introducing I can even introduce it here, which tracks we are going to be playing, which will complete the podcast today.
Okay. One way to reach me would be at my email address. My website is separate and distinct from myself, but of course you can order if you were to look up CD Baby, as you indicated. If you were to look up cdbaby.com/IkeAlexander, it will take you to my website where you can actually hear more sound bites, if you will. And of course, if you were to order from me directly, you can order from Psych CDs. And of course, my mailing address is 113 Herald Court, which is H-E-R-A-L-D, Herald Court, as opposed to H-E-A-R-L-D. A lot of people misspell it, but it's H-E-R-A-L-D, 113 Herald Court, in Upatoi, Georgia, which is U-P-A, capital U-P-A-T-O-I, Upatoi, Georgia, 31829. And, of course, my email address is alexandershirley@bellsouth.net. I'll spell that out. That's alexandershirley @bellsouth.net. alexandershirley@bellsouth.net. That's where I can be reached.
Right. All right.
And we did mention the MP3 download.
Yes, I did.
A lot of people might have an iPod and they might want to download it onto their computer, but that's a possibility also. Of course, they would have to go through CD Baby for that.
Which I did, and I have it. And it was just easier for me. To do that so that I can review the CD quickly so I had an understanding of what I was going to be talking about today. Otherwise, I probably would have ordered the physical CD, but I prefer digital if I possibly can.
Yeah.
And they offer
it's
that.
Either or. You can download, as you indicated, as you did, or you can actually order the physical CD. It just depends on the individual preference.
Right. So, to end this program, Ike decided, if I can go to the right directory here, that he wanted three particular tracks to play. To give listeners a taste of what the CD is going to be like if you decide to purchase. Now, the show notes are going to have a link to the website. I'm not going to post any of the other information, but if you do want his mailing address and you didn't catch it, and you want his mailing address to send him a letter, you may contact Menvi, and we will be happy to share that to you since it was made public on the podcast. Just contact Menvi and attention it to Jared Reimer through our contact page. So here are the tracks that Ike wants me to play. He wants me to play the double stroke roll, which is track number two off the CD. He wants
I
me
see.
to play the stroke roll, track number four.
Seven stroke roll.
A
Number three.
seven stroke roll, sorry. I missed the
That's
seven, but
okay.
it is the seven stroke roll. And track number 10, the paradiddle diddle. And we'll play those in succession, and that will end our program. And Ike, it has been a pleasure having you on our program today, taking the time to talk about your CD,
The pleasure was all mine.
how you got, huh? What'd you say? Sorry.
Yes. Well, I've really had a great time. I really enjoyed this. I'm always ready, willing, and able to talk about this particular instructional tool. And it's been great. It's really been a pleasure.
And hopefully you'll have more buyers and more interest. And of course, as you know, my program has reached out to outside the United States, so hopefully you may get some downloads and so forth. So hopefully we'll give that a try and see what
That would be
happens.
great. Yes, and if there are any concerns with anyone who does purchase, please feel free to let me know. Any concerns, any issues with the CD, please let me know. Just want to pass that on.
Absolutely, because that was an excellent teaching tool. I could probably pick up some of those, even though
Yes.
I've never really understood how to play the drums. I bet if I learned how to play the basic drums, like how to use the sticks, I bet I could pick those up, because I have a the perfect pitch type of thing, and I understand how to pick that type of thing up. So
Yeah, everything on the CD, I might add, this is it's explained in such detail that you would have no problem learning. You know, I basically narrate a rudiment and then I demonstrate that rudiment. And that's on each track. Every rudiment is narrated and then demonstrated. Just want to pass that on.
absolutely. And we're going to hear three of those tracks coming up next. And I want to thank you once again for coming on our program today.
Well, thank you so
And
much. I
we
really
hope
enjoyed
that
this.
if you do make a second part to this, that you will come back and talk about that with us again.
That would be great. I'm looking forward to it.
Or if you want to
I
come
do have
back on a,
something in the future
yeah,
planned.
and if you want to come back and talk about something else, or if you want to talk, have a question and answer session, and you start getting questions, you think that doing another podcast where you answer questions would be good, then we can do that sometime too.
That would be so great. I would look forward to that. I would hope questions would be asked, and of course, then we would contact each other, and hopefully, we can clear some things up if questions come up.
Absolutely. So I'll end this recording right here, and coming up next are those specific tracks, and I thanks again.
And thank you so much, Jared. The pleasure was all mine.
All right.
The second rudiment is called the double stroke roll. This rudiment is a pattern of right, right, left, left, right, right, left, left, right, right, left, left, and so on and so forth. Here is the double stroke roll. The fourth rudiment is called a seven-stroke roll. This rudiment is probably the only rudiment where all drummers are recommended to start with the left hand only. The pattern for this rudiment is left, left, right, right, left, left, right, left, left, right, right, left, left, right, and so forth and so on. Here is the seven-stroke roll. The 10th recommended rudiment is called the paradiddle-diddle. This particular rudiment is a pattern of right, left, right, right, left, left, 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 and so on and so forth. It is my personal recommendation that all drummers start with the right hand each and every time that they begin this pattern. Incidentally, see if you can recognize the accents. Here is the paradiddle-diddle.
All right, by request, I know that I had said that the program would end with the rudiments, but by request, after I finished the recording, Ike wanted me to play the buyout information that is found in the CD download copy of the purchased CD. And at this time, I am going to play that within this file. So, that will end the podcast after that file is complete. And we want to thank Ike Alexander for appearing on both programs today. Until next time for the Music Education Network for the Visually Impaired, I'm Jared Reimer, saying so long, and if you're hearing this on the podcast, I will be back with either contact information or more of the scheduled podcast in just a moment. Take care, thanks for listening, and so long.
Ike Alexander, 10 Basic Recommended Rudiments for Percussionist.http baby.com/cd/IkeAlexander. As a retired teacher and professional musician, I have developed an instructional CD, which teaches the basic fundamentals of drumming, rudiments, which illustrates speed, accuracy, technique and durability. ID left/sighted and visually impaired drummers. 0.1, single stroke roll 0.2, double stroke roll 0.3, 5 stroke roll 0.4, 7 stroke roll 0.5, 9 stroke roll 0.6, 13 stroke roll 0.7, flam 0.8, paradiddle 0.9, double paradiddle 0.10, paradiddle diddle 0.11, the abstract. .psych CDS for drummers. This is a made simple self-teaching approach to learning slash practicing select rudiments. .special note. It's important to read, but don't forget your speed, rudiments. Coach Ike Alexander. Ike's slogan. Real drummers know rudiments. .food for thought. 10 is a number that you can remember. Ike's brief bio, 47 years playing, and still going strong. Nominated and qualified for the Georgia Governor's Honors Program in high school, based on rudiments played on the snare drum, A.S. degree. Liberal Arts University System of Washington at Tacoma Community College, Tacoma, Washington. B.S. degree. Mental retardation and K-12 Columbus State University, Columbus, Georgia. Snare drum percussionist for concert band, master's degree. Mental retardation Columbus State University, Air Force Drum and Bugle Corps Amarillo AF Base Texas, drummer for opening acts for the Commodores, Earth, Wind, and Fire, the OJs. Backup drummer for Peggy Scott and JoJo Benson, Clarence Carter, appeared on numerous shows with James and Bobby Purifier, played for the National Touring Ebony Fashion Fair, played for a host of other groups to include Bobby and the Innkeepers, the Jamming Jammers, the Sensations, the Swinging Kings, the Rams, Ambience, Mattias, and I'm currently with the Louvali Trio. Placed in the archives of the Georgia Music Hall of Fame, located in Macon, Georgia. These are just to name a few of my numerous academic and musical experiences as a percussionist. The CD was inspired because of my love for rudiments and the hope of giving back. The CD narrates and demonstrates each rudiment from a very slow to a very fast, and back to a very slow again. Each rudiment is on its own individual track. The target groups are beginning and intermediate drummers, although some advanced drummers may benefit from this instructional tool. Payplay.http, payplay.fm/ikealexanderappleitunes.http, phobos.apple.com webobjects/mzstore.woa/wa/view album?playlist=99,005,185. Amusic.http, www.amusic.com/album/10,890/10,890,733.html ?ref=700,329. GreatIndieMusic.http, www.greatindie.com/upmusic/store/list.php ?item_number=899,870,1824 groupietunes.http, www.groupietunes.com/artists/ikealexandertradabit.http, www.tradabit.com/philatale.php/346,332. End of profile and end of podcast for Ike.